Thank you so much for joining me. My name is William T. Pearson, 7:02 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 71 degrees here in Columbia, South Carolina. I want to say to all of you today who is live with me on Instagram Live, good morning to my cousin, Betsy. I love you, cuz, with all my heart. Glad that you're on the line with me today. You know the Lord is about to drop something in my spirit right now. There is someone today who is dealing with some financial issues right now. There is someone that is dealing with some financial issues right now. And we all deal with financial issues. We all deal with it. We all deal with it on a daily basis. We all deal with it. So, I pray today that you will be, that the Lord will answer your prayer. The Lord will answer your prayer. The Lord is going to answer your prayer. He's going to answer it. It's 7:04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're about to get ready to go into our devotional for this day. It's titled, A Servant to God's Will. A Servant to God's Will. I want to say to all of you who is here on the line today, thank you so much for joining me today. You know, I pray today that the Lord is blessing you in a mighty way today. So here we go with our devotional for this day today. Amen. The word servant can have a negative connotation, but not in this scripture. Knowing how pressures and people distract us from our God-given purpose, Paul uses the strong possibility or the possible word doulos. Doulos meaning slave or servant, to remind us that we're supposed to be enslaved to doing God's will. Jesus loved people so much that one day he would die to redeem them, but that didn't stop him from saying no when he needed to. Pleasing people to win their approval is never a good idea, because it puts someone other than God in the driver's seat of your life. Instead of letting himself be sidetracked, Jesus refused to let other people's idea of what was important to keep him from his mission. Jesus recognized that doing God's will was more important than trying to meet everybody else's expectation. And Jesus made prayer and uninterrupted time with his Father a top priority. Wasn't that easy? No, it won't be easy for you either. Early in his ministry, when the word spread about his miracles, the whole town gathered, and Jesus healed many. Mark 1, verses 33 and 34. The next morning, another crowd was waiting for on his doorstep. And how Jesus responded this time might surprise you. While it was still dark, watch this. Jesus left the house and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and they found him. Hallelujah. They acclaimed, everyone is looking for you. Jesus replied, let's go somewhere else so I can preach there also. That is why I have come. Jesus was a servant to God's will. And you must be too. What a powerful word on this edition of Words of Encouragement podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast of Words of Encouragement today. Man, I like this devotional today. And the nuggets that I got from this message today is that the word doulos means slave or servant. So that term reminds us that we're supposed to be enslaved to doing God's will. The term doulos means slave or servant. That term, watch this. This term reminds us that we supposed to be enslaved to doing God's will. But let me tell you this today before I get ready to continue on. But let me say this today while right there. I had someone in my inbox ask me for prayer this morning. So we're about to go into prayer here in a few minutes. Now, the nuggets that I got from this today is that the term doulos means slave or servant. And that term reminds us that we're supposed to be enslaved to doing God's will. And no matter what, We supposed to be enslaved of doing God's will. Amen. Let's do that today, saints of God. Let's do that today. Now, the 3 points that I want to say today is, the first one is, Jesus refused to let other people's idea of what was important keep him from his mission. So Jesus refused others. He refused other people's idea of what was important keeping him from doing his mission. So let me say this today while right there, I'm on the line today. So anyway, Jesus refused to let other people's idea of what was important keeping him from his mission. So Jesus had a mindset of not letting others derail him from what his mission supposed to be. You know? So today, don't allow nobody to throw you off from what God has for your life. Amen. The second part is, Jesus recognized that doing God's will was more important than trying to meet everybody else's expectations. Watch this, saints. Watch this. Jesus recognized that the most important thing, instead of doing other people's expectations, was to do God's will. And we cannot allow people to throw us off. We're going to do God's work. We're going to do God's work, y'all. We're going to do God's work. We're going to do it today. No matter what's going on right now, no matter what's going on in your life, we have to put God first. Let's put God first. And we have to put Him first in everything that we do. Amen. We have to put God first. Let's put God first. Let's put God first. The third part today is that Jesus made prayer an uninterrupted time with His Father a top priority. Jesus made prayer an uninterrupted time with His Father as a top priority. Jesus made prayer an uninterrupted time with His Father as a top priority. Let's make time out of our day to devote prayer Let's devote our time in prayer. Let's just devote our time today in putting Jesus first as our priority. The third point is Jesus made prayer an uninterrupted time with His Father a top priority. So we should have the same mindset as Jesus. We should have the same mindset like Jesus to make God a top priority. Let's make Him a top priority on this day. Don't forget about tomorrow. Don't forget about tomorrow, 9 a.m. for my fourth anniversary podcast show tomorrow. My fourth anniversary podcast show. Man, I am so excited. I got a word for you tomorrow. Tomorrow, 9 a.m. right here on podcast networks all over the world and on Instagram Live. Amen. Amen. Man, I'm so excited about tomorrow, 9 a.m. for our fourth podcast anniversary show. Amen and amen. So, let me say this today on this broadcast today. The enemy is going to throw distractions. He's going to throw distractions at you. He's going to throw distractions at you. And all we have to do today is just stay focused. And stay focused. And stay focused. Cannot allow distractions to throw us off. It's 7:18 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join Sister Shelly. Oh my God. When I tell you yesterday, Sister Shelly is just, she is a true woman of God. If you have ever been on her show, be on the show today at 9 a.m. like I'm going to be on. I'm going to be on the show at 9 a.m. At 9 a.m. 9 a.m. this morning on the broadcast of That Devoted Life. That Devoted Life. That Devoted Life. Join Sister Shelly today at 9 a.m. for the broadcast of That Devoted Life. Join her today. So also, join me next week as we're continuing our show. Every day, we're going to have a powerful devotional every day starting next week. We will have a powerful devotional for you. Amen, amen. Join us on this upcoming Sunday. It's Mother's Day on Sunday. So join us at 8 a.m. for Kingdom Vision Church Official in Sumter, South Carolina. Also, join us at 11 a.m. for Kingdom Vision Church Official in our main campus, Columbia, South Carolina, 1701 Alta Vista Drive, Columbia, South Carolina. Also, join us on this Sunday, 3 p.m., Kingdom Vision Church Official in Winsboro, South Carolina. We're located at 601 Golf Course Road in Winsboro, South Carolina. Amen. Amen. Join us for church. If you cannot make it to the 8 nor the 11 a.m., join us on Sunday at 3 p.m. Amen. Amen. Now, I want to give a shout out today to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. I want to say that to him today. Thank you, Father God, for just allowing me to be a part of your day today. You know, you have to stay focused. You have to stay focused. You have to stay focused. And that's what I'm doing, staying focused. I'm staying focused. I'm staying focused. Amen. Amen. I'm staying focused. I am staying focused. I don't know about you, but I'm staying focused. I am staying focused today. 7:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm focused on what God has for my life. I'm staying focused. Don't allow distractions to stop you from what God has for your life. like I said, let's just keep God involved in everything that we do. Amen. Amen. Let's go into prayer right now at 7:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Amen. Here we go with prayer on this day today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this day. I thank you for your presence right now. I thank you that you have yourself involved in all areas of our lives today. Father God, we just want to glorify you with a praise. We want to glorify you with an admiration. We want to glorify you right now with a praise today. Hallelujah. We just want to give you praise today for all things that you've done for us, seen and unseen on this day. I thank you, Father God, for just involving us today. Involving us today. Hallelujah. I just got a prayer request today, you know, to say that I need prayer for praying for this person's son. So I'm going to pray for this person's son today. Father God, in Jesus' name, uplift this person right now from the sounds of my voice. Uplift them, Father God, whatever issue that they're dealing with today, let your presence be felt. Let your presence be felt in that situation. Let your presence be felt throughout the battle, throughout the test right now in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God. Father God, we just want to tell you today, thank you today for your involvement in our lives today. Thank you. Thank you for keeping us in tune into your voice today. I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning to praying parents. Thank you for joining me today. If you have any prayer requests right now at 7:27 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I want you to put it in the prayer and in the comment box right now. Amen. Amen. I am just happy today that the Lord is blessing us in a mighty way. My time is almost up, thanks to God. I just want to say to you, thank you so much for joining me. And join me tomorrow. Join me tomorrow. Join me tomorrow for my 4th anniversary podcast show. Amen. Amen. God bless you and keep you. May the Lord shine His everlasting light upon this day today. Amen. Amen.